welcome to this week's edition of Tiger Talk. My name is Will Kohlmeyer. I'm the Director of Marketing and Community Relations at one of not only the nation's top 10 community colleges when it comes to digital education, but also one of the top 25 overall community colleges in the entire country. That's Northeast Mississippi Community College. And leading off this week's show is the Director of Counseling here at Northeast, Joey Williford. And first of all, thanks for your time and welcome to the show, Joey.
Well, thank you for having me, Will.
Before we take a look at summer orientations, it's hard to believe we've got another year in the books here at Northeast. Your 11th year here at the college, and I thought all of our graduation ceremonies went extremely well. This is really a special time for our grads and their families, including yours.
Oh, yeah, it really is, and this year was special for me, Will. I got to see my own daughter graduate from the dental hygiene program. So really exciting for us personally. But it's always exciting for me regardless because we're really good attached to our students here.
Yeah, and I tell you what, a lot of smiles, a lot of satisfaction. And even last night, the wonderful ceremony for the high school equivalency. Boy, there's just something about that smile of them coming back and getting that certificate.
Yeah, I feel safe to say there's nothing like that ceremony.
Yes, that's one of a kind, no doubt about that. All right. Let's look ahead to the summer, and that means summer orientation sessions. We're taking a different approach this year, starting every Tuesday on June 5th, with the exception of the week of July 4th. We're going to give our incoming freshmen some extra flexibility this summer. They can pick and choose which date they want to head this way for orientation, and it's going to be a much more intimate setting, if you will. Talk a little bit about the thought process behind the change.
Oh, yeah, that's very true. This summer's orientation is going to look very different, Will. In the years past, we've had 2 to 3 orientation sessions for the whole summer. And those would range from having 400 students to as many as 800 students. So all of a sudden, you're trying to serve that many students on one day and praying that you don't have a monsoon that day, which we've had in the past, as it made it really kind of a tricky situation. So this year, by offering more sessions and once every week, pretty much, provides a lot of opportunities for the students to come on campus, to be able to still take their vacations, even if they have a conflict of schedule. The sessions are going to be designed to just cap out at 100 students apiece. So far, we've had 3 of those sessions already to max out and close, so we've had a good response. So the 100-student cap is going to allow us to really cater to those students and make sure they walk away from their orientation session with everything taken care of. Their schedule's in place, how they like it. They know about the technologies. They know about where everything's located on campus, and they're just really set to go in the fall. That way, when they hit the ground running in the fall, hey, there's no obstacles there. Because the last thing they need to be worried about as a new freshman student is their financial aid, or worried about having this piece of paper or that piece of paper turned in. So that's kind of the chaos that we want to remove from the orientation sessions.
Yeah, there's nothing like being comfortable with all of those different areas. There's enough, as you mentioned, stress becoming a college student. Well, let's just talk about the flow itself of an orientation session. What's that agenda going to look like this summer?
Sure. When the students arrive on campus this summer, they'll be reporting to the student union, which a lot of our students are already familiar with the student union because they have proms and other events in the union. So the students report to the union. They'll receive their own personal folder. In that folder, they'll have their own course schedule for the fall. Because when students are registering for the orientation sessions, they're indicating to us what kind of classes they want to take, whether they want to take online classes or in-the-classroom classes, morning, afternoon, the New Albany campus, the Corinth campus. So they're giving us that feedback when they're registering for orientation. Then we take their information and we build them a schedule specifically catered to what they responded to us with. And so when they arrive on campus, they report to the union, they'll get their folder, which will have their course schedule for the fall, which they can tweak in their advising session. Mm-hmm. So it's not going to be set in stone. They can make changes if they have a friend who's taking another class and they want to be in that class with them. If they know a certain instructor, friends with them, maybe they go to church with them or something. We have those kind of requests from time to time. Anyway, we want to make it to where they love their schedule. And so they'll have that schedule in their folder along with a couple of checklists. They'll have a financial aid checklist, which is not just financial aid, but it also deals with scholarships, MTAG, which is Mississippi Tuition Assistance Grant. They'll have a checklist to make sure they got all that taken care of or what they need to take care of before they leave that day. They'll also have an admissions checklist, which lets them know, hey, we're still needing this piece of paper from you, or you need to do this before you leave today. So that'll be the check-in process. I'll have a general session for about 20 minutes. We don't like to keep them in the general session very long because we know they're excited. At the end of the general session, there will be a parent session where the parents just stay seated while the students are split up into two different groups. And okay. In those groups, they'll go to those two different sessions that they have. One would be the advising session, and that's where they can tweak that schedule, and that's where they'll find out everything about being a successful student here at Northeast. And then they'll have the session where they go to admissions and to financial aid to make sure they're all good.
Sounds great. You talked about the response being wonderful so far. In case the folks that haven't signed up, what's the easiest way for them to sign up for these orientation sessions?
Yes, the sign-up process is really, really simple. If they'll just go to our website, which, of course, is www.nemcc.edu, and they'll under the events section, the upcoming events, they'll see orientation registration. They'll click on that. It'll be a simple form stack form. They just fill out electronically. They'll choose all their options, what we talked about, and then they'll submit that form electronically to us just by hitting the submit form. We'll have the information, and then we can start rocking and rolling with them at that point.
Sounds simple enough. Before I let you go, I know we're running short on time, but another project on your radar, in fact, you started it yesterday, you're swapping locations where financial aid and the counseling center, you're basically flip-flopping positions here in Ramsey Hall.
Yeah, this is going to be something different, and of course, change is always kind of, you know, people worry about change, but this is going to be something we're really exciting about. And what's the most exciting to me about the whole process of this is how on board everybody has been. We've all been about helping each other, and between different departments, that's an exciting thing to have when you have that kind of teamwork. Financial aid office has just been needing space really, really badly. And since we're making some changes in the counseling center as far as where we're locating some people and doing some different things there, we have more space than we actually need, and they have less space than they need. Bottom line, this move is about the quality of service to the students and meeting the needs of our students, which should always be our focus.
And that is our focus here at Northeast. Can't thank you enough for your time, Joey, and good luck this summer with those orientation sessions.
Thank you so much, Will.
You and your friends are listening to Tiger Talk. My next guest is a guy that not only was a student here at Northeast, but he's worked here for 28 plus years, Ronnie Sweeney. First of all, Ronnie, we appreciate your time and welcome to Tiger Talk.
Well, thank you, Will. And let me take this opportunity, though, to thank you and Kenny Powell for all you're doing. You're actually the voice of Northeast. And by that, I don't mean just athletic voice, even though that's important, but the voice to all of our alumni here in this area, in the United States, and really all over the world, to let them keep up with what Northeast is doing and how they can become attached and a part of the Northeast family.
Well, we appreciate those kind words, and especially coming from someone that's been here for 28-plus years. Right now, you're a counselor on our Northeast Corinth campus, and speaking of Corinth, we've got a huge event coming up on May 16th at 1 o'clock at the Alcorn County Regional Correctional Facility. Let's talk about that particular event.
Okay. This all stems from the project that we started at the Alcorn County Regional Correctional Facility in the fall of this past year, fall of 17. And it actually started with a cohort of 10 inmates. Now, actually, much work had to be done in advance for the concept to become a functioning reality. Northeast has really always been a leader in innovation and delivery of the highest quality of education and training for our constituents. Now, constituents means people, and that's obviously the most important thing at Northeast. The needs of our students will always be the number one focus for everything that we do at Northeast. Now, we identified a need that existed in our district, and our district, as you know, is Alcorn, Prentice, Tippah, Tishomingo, and Union counties, and that need was for meaningful skill training for those that were incarcerated in the Alcorn County Regional Prison. Now, that facility holds 300 male inmates that come to them across the state of Mississippi. Now, we recognize that incarceration doesn't necessarily mean punishment, but rather it implies rehabilitation. And a word that is getting a lot of traction now is recidivism, and obviously that means returning to prison after once there and being released and then going back. Unfortunately, recidivism is very high, not only in Mississippi, but across the nation. One of the main reasons is we release people with no skills. Obviously, they go back to making a living on what got them there in the first place, and then found themselves back incarcerated. Now, that not only affects them, it affects their entire family. So our concept was to provide skills that are in line with workforce opportunities. Obviously, being realistic, Will, they are convicted felons, and so that's going to exclude some of the jobs that they might get in the future. So we targeted in after canvassing our industry and getting support there for the areas that we would provide training. That would be in the industrial maintenance area, on the industrial setting, welding, for example, with Ingalls Shipyard begging for people. Toyota has committed, Caterpillar with Trent Tippy. Vice has also committed to looking very favorably upon these people. Now, the training provides college transcript credit and national certifications along the way. Now, obviously, that means the inmate must meet admission requirements and to be involved in the courses. That means they have to have a GED high school transcript. If they've been to college and somehow, then we have to have transcripts of those. So they're accepted as a regular student. They're taking coursework that are put on a Northeast transcript. However, within that coursework, you have national certifications, which means when they go out to the industry, they can present a certification showing they can do the skill, they can do the job that's there. We've gained approval, by the way, for accreditation of this coursework from the Southern Association of Colleges and Schools and from the State Board of Mississippi and Community Junior Colleges. The prison itself has been designated as a approved site for delivery in that the inmates do not leave that facility. We, in fact, go to them. Sheriff Ben Caldwell and Warden Josh Davis have been instrumental in assisting with the program, and we formed a partnership with them. And they actually are providing some funding through the Inmate Welfare Fund. Now, our first class, which was I call a cohort, were completed in December. And in January 2018, Pam Meeks, a member here on staff, wrote and received a grant. Funding from the Foundation of the Mid-South, which really is providing tuition, and it's going to provide us a navigator, which we'll talk about a little bit more in the future. The second cohort of 10 students are completing coursework this week, and we're planning a celebration and recognition ceremony, and it's scheduled for Wednesday, next Wednesday the 16th at 1 p.m. there at the regional prison. Actually, it's going to be in the courthouse area. Of that facility, which are connected. Now, we do plan to start a new cohort of 10 more students that will run through the summer. Now, let me go back and address the grant that we've received. Obviously, given a coordinated effort between many entities, with Northeast taking the lead, but we could not do this without our partners, there being Sheriff Ben Caldwell, that being the regional facility themselves, and their parent group, which is Parchman, which, by the way, have so endorsed this program that they're starting a semblance of what we're doing at Northeast, because I want your listeners and you to know that this program is unique to Mississippi. No other college is doing what Northeast is doing at this point. So, once again, we're out front there. The grant that we received in January did provide what's called a navigator. We have employed Mr. Brent Johnson, who is from Corinth area, to be the navigator for the program. Brent will work with the prisoners almost daily. He will be helping them actually zero in on exactly what they can do, what training they need to get their resume polished, to get interview skills ready, and then when they are dismissed from the prison, to actually find them that first job. We're very excited to have him, and he's doing an excellent job in that. And we feel like as soon as our first group leaves, and should be as early as summer, then we will have a first success. And we'll have that person hopefully interview with you and tell what a difference Northeast has made in their life and the life of their family. Because literally, if we think about it, borrowing the words of former late President John F. Kennedy, the hopes, dreams, and ambitions of our people are the greatest natural resource that Mississippi has.
Well, that's exactly right. Well said. I mean, you hit everything in that one, Ronnie. You talked about partnerships are so important, that we are always innovative when it comes to the classroom in different ways. And this is just another example of Northeast separating itself from everyone else. And it is truly a unique, one-of-a-kind deal. We talked about the process there, but also in the fall, you know, we're talking about the students on our campuses. We'll start the iPad initiative. It's going to be the same way with this particular project.
Yes, thank you for bringing that up. And of course, no program operates in a vacuum, just like no school does. Well, we talked about partnerships. You know, I'd like to recognize a few people here that have all been so instrumental in putting all this together. Of course, the leadership of our president, Ricky Ford. Michelle Barragona, who has gone to bat with us for the Southern Association of Colleges and Schools. Now, this program initially was designed to have 9 hours of the Smart Start program, then 2 industrial. However, seeing how accepting it is and the actual needs as it's unfolded, we have got approval, have gained approval from SACS that we would increase this to 29 hours. Mm-hmm. Now, the way to do that would be through the iPad initiative, which will be locked down. They won't be able to get out on the Internet, but we will be able to deliver coursework to them through our iPad initiative as well. That will begin starting in the fall, and that will open up some more academic coursework, such as English or speech. But it'll also be able to deliver some of our technical programs in a new innovative means, too, which has never been done. I'd like to identify Kelly Hefner here, who has worked to be sure that all accreditations were met. Ben Shapley, who runs the Corinth Center and is over workforce training of that area, has been so instrumental. Of course, I mentioned Pam Lee. I'd be remiss not to brag on our faculty, who are some of the best there are in these areas, all high-qualified. Certification can be granted from them. Josh Davis, the warden, has been so very well good to work with, opening up his facility to us and making sure that our needs are met there so we can deliver a quality product. And then Cheryl Ben Caldwell as well. So, you know, the number of people that's been involved in the project is great, but the project itself is going to be one that we can be proud of. And literally and truly, we're going to make a difference in people's lives, which is what we're about the business of doing at Northeast. Always have been and always will.
No doubt about it. Hey, Ronnie, can't thank you enough for your time. Keep up the great work, and we'll see you on the 16th.
16th at 1 o'clock there at the courthouse in Alcorn County. Thank you.
Time now to bring in my cohort in the Marketing and Community Relations Department, Kenny Paulgino, KP. As always, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Will. Great to be here.
Yeah, it's hard to believe another year is come and gone at Northeast. The graduations, that was really a big deal. I know Joey Williford, we talked about earlier in this show, he was excited because his daughter graduated in dental hygiene. It was also special for your family as well.
Yeah, Friday night, we had a big night. My sister, of course, graduated, and she's going to Mississippi State and hopefully to PT school. So it was another moment for our family, another graduation.
No doubt about that. Well, also this past weekend, Northeast baseball advancing to the state playoffs. Had a really good year, but just couldn't quite pull out that series at Meridian.
Yeah, another great year for them. Congrats. And I think it was Coach Harrelson's first time in the playoffs. So we hopefully that trend will continue, and they look forward to next year.
Yeah, something to build on, no doubt. Before I let you go, social media. There's so many different ways of keeping connected with one of the nation's premier community colleges, and social media is an easy way. Let's give the folks an update on how they can keep track of not only Northeast, but also our athletic department.
On Instagram, it's NEMCC Tigers. All one word is our athletic page. And then the main account on Instagram is NEMCC_Tigers. And for Twitter, which is a lot of our stuff is on Twitter, NEMCC Tigers is also the athletic account. And then at Northeast MSCC is our main account on Twitter. So you can follow us on those things. Keep up the lot of stuff. We're putting a lot of pictures and stuff like that on Instagram. So hopefully there'll be some more pictures up from graduation and things like that. So congrats to the graduates again. We wish you your best in the future. And also, as always, go Tigers.
Go Tigers is right. And with that, we'll wrap up this edition of Tiger Talk. Special thanks to Michael Miller. Boy, he does so much behind the scenes each week to get this show on the air. So for Joy Wilderford, Ronnie Sweeney, and Kenny Paulgino, I'm Will Kohlmeyer saying so long. We thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next week right here on Tiger Talk.